Hello?
Oh, hi. I don't know why we got cut off, Dee, but I just got a confirmation from James. He's in our verification department. He already removed her. So I asked him, can you remove her from the Google business page per client request? And he replied, Victoria is now removed. So that's a good thing. So I'm telling him thank you.
All right. Now tell me this while I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And not from a sales point of view, if I tell her to go ahead and do some advertising in Nevada with the money that I've paid her, or I say I want my money back, I change my mind, is there any way that I can do that and have her at least just do my money's worth in Nevada, or is it going to cause me trouble all the way around to have two people looking at my
Google? No, that wouldn't hurt you, because if you're going to run Google Ads in Nevada, you can run the Google Ads wherever you want, and you can double up on them. You can have her running the Google Ads in Nevada, and you can have us running them in Idaho. So that's not going to hurt you. Some people even do their ads themselves, and then they also hire us to do ads to get better performance. So the Google Ads, because it's a pay-per-click campaign, it's not going to hurt you to have her working on them. So maybe that's a good move for you now to actually save you money or get you some value from the money that you paid her, is tell her, look, I removed you from the Google business page. I don't need your help there, but I do want you to run ads for me in Nevada. And then just tell her those three zip codes and the surrounding areas, and maybe she could set something like that up for you. Let me look at their website and see if they even offer Google pay-per-click ads. Because, you know, again, I don't want you to get involved with some Mickey Mouse company that's going to, you know, kind of ruin things for you. So let me see.
Tina, I want to tell you something right now while I've got you. Like I said, I know I'm just one of many, many clients.
Yes.
But I'm a very honest businessman, just like I told you that they stroke the guy. I know those people. I knew the grandfather. They stroked him out of $100,000 worth of well and pump and everything, and then said, we accidentally drilled on a fault line. We've got to drill you a new well for 40-some thousand because they know he's got millions of dollars.
Mm.
Yeah, those Pedersen guys. So that's how crooked the business is and I'm in. And I
yeah.
deal with those people a lot.
Yeah.
And so as I'm talking to you and I'm starting to trust you and believe in you and about to tell Victoria, you know, go the other way. I've been changed my mind and she's going to know that I called you and you said, yeah, that's full of beans. And it's all going to, you know, we can all tell because we do this for a living.
Right.
But, I want to, man, I just want this to work. And you're right. Local Splash has been good, but people change, businesses change, things change. And I thought maybe my company changed. You've pretty much got me convinced that that is not the case.
Right.
And what I would like to do is get bigger and better from here, not smaller and more distant.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like to get this thing moving, but I've got to get some action out of it. I've got to have some action out of it. That's what gets me to where I'm like, man, I'm going to have to do something different here.
Right.
So,
and that's why I'm going to have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account and apply those updates. I've already increased the weekly post to 3. It was 2. We were doing a post for you every Tuesday and Thursday on the Google business page. Now we're going to do a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, because that will help you. I'll help you generate some more reviews. If you send me some of your contacts, you know, I can send those out for you so you don't have to deal with it, you know. And then with that, I would say maybe hold off on running the ads in Nevada right now until Victoria, if she can, run ads for you there, and then that budget runs out. And then rather than renewing the budget with her, when that budget runs out, then call me and say, okay, Tina, I want to throw an extra $300 into the ads. You know what I mean? Because you want to be able to use up that money that you paid her some way, somehow, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then anytime you call in, if you put in 777, that's my extension, it'll ring directly to my desk. So you could always reach me when you're ready to do that. But for now, the payment that was due on April 6th, the reason that it's failing, it was a visa ending in 936. 9361, it says that that account was closed. So do you think the bank sent you a different or a new card?
I know they did because somebody in the UK was renting cars with that card.
No way. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually pay $7 a month for a special. See, I deal with a lot of people, man. I buy stuff all over the place. I buy pumps. You know, I got to buy stuff that comes out of Germany. I got to buy. I mean, I deal with a lot of stuff. And, you know, there's just no way to say. I'll tell you how it works. I banked with Wells Fargo for 14 years.
And oh, wow.
The last time I got took, it was only like $98. They were like, well, you gave them your credit card number. I said, what are you talking about? How are you going to buy anything without giving them your credit card number? Don't be, you know, don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of an argument is that?
Yeah.
how are you going to buy anything without your credit card? I said, I've been dealing with you guys 14 years. Look how much money I run through there. And she's like, well, we're having to be very careful of this because we're getting scammed by our own customers and this and that. I said, well, I don't know what to tell you. If
yeah.
you want me to quit dealing with you, I will. If you want to make good on this stuff. So that's why I deal with ICCU now. And then I pay another $7 on top of that for a special kind of insurance on my account because it gets hit and shot at so much. I mean, they called me one time. I had come out of a dollar store in Burns, Oregon because it's about like, Elko. And
yeah.
I went in there and bought $100 worth of detergent. And somebody, they called me and said, did you just now try to take out $1.25 twice in a row out of your account? I said, no, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
They said, you've been hit, your card canceled. And I said, Jesus, I've got two. And, they said,
wow.
All right. Well,
I'd rather
we'll
have
see
that
about this. Yeah.
Though,
yeah. It's better. And they
renting
said,
a car in England, you know, in the UK.
And the guy said, wait a minute. He goes, no, they've got them both. He goes, they got a term for it when they swipe you or scrub you or do something. He
yeah.
said, you got them both. We got to cancel them right now. And I said, well, what am I going to do for money? And he's like, I don't know. You can't have your cards out loose like that. And, luckily I had like $500 or $600 in cash. Or I'd have been in Burns, had to call somebody to wire somebody some money.
Wow.
So
wow.
That's how
what
bad this stuff is. And,
yeah.
And I got to get, just like you, I'm getting ready right now to give you my new credit card number. Here it is.
Yeah.
I have another credit card now that I won't even use. I won't get it out of my wallet. But last time I got scanned or whatever, I didn't even have it out. But here's my new card number. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Go ahead.
4758.
Okay.
6903.
Okay.
1837.
Got it.
5403.
Okay. And expiration?
428.
And the code?
915.
915. Okay. And then is it still the P.O. Box 194 for the billing address?
Everything else is the same.
Okay. So I'll keep your package at the 449 and just do that for now. But I'll follow up with you in a month or so. I don't know how much you paid, Victoria. But by then, hopefully that budget for Nevada is running out and we can just bundle more ads with this because I know that you'll be happy with it. And then in the meantime, like I said, I'm going to have them, go ahead and do the performance updates on your account. And do you want me to send you a fresh login to the dashboard, or do you still have it?
You can go ahead and send it.
I think
it pops up automatically. But
it probably
go ahead
does.
And send it.
Yep,
go
if
ahead
you've been in
it
before,
anyway.
It'll kind of autofill it, but I'll send it to you anyway just so that you have it. And then the password on here is blank, and what that means is that you reset it at some point to something you know, and that's probably what you mean is, oh, it just automatically, you know, puts me in. But if you try to log in and you can't get in, then just call me and I can reset a temporary password. I don't want to set a temporary password now because if you try with the one you have, it's not going to go through if I reset it, right? So just try with the one that you have, and then if it doesn't work, you can let me know to reset it, okay?
Hey, she's blowing my phone up right now. She's called two or three times since you and I have been on the phone.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah, she probably kind of knows what's going on because,
sure
you know.
She does. Sure she does. Yeah, I deal with crooks and criminal. I deal with crooks all day long. So do I. And when she told me, oh, I never got your pictures, I said, really? I sent them. And she's like, well, what email did you send them to? And I said to the one I always send them to, that Justin Frazier at My Supernova. And she's like, oh, no, you got to send them to me, Victoria. And I said, oh, really? I've never heard of that.
Whatever card you used with her, call your bank and tell them that you want to block My Supernova from taking out any more. That way, because when that fraud stuff was going on, you know how, you know, they had to just shut it down completely because they don't know who to block because they don't know who's doing it. It's fraud, right? But now you have her company. So you can tell them, I want My Supernova blocked from this card for any, because what will happen is if she talks you into doing the ads in Nevada, what happens is she might have you on some kind of auto load thing, because you know how I said we do the $9 a day cap? She might put it on there with an unlimited cap, and then all of a sudden you're getting thousands of dollars taken out of your account every month, right? So I would just tell her if she's going to run the ads, just say, I want you to use up the money that I paid you, but other than that, I'm going to call my bank and I'm going to, you know, deny authorization from any further charges because I don't want you to have, like, some unexpected bills coming in that, you know,
Tina, if I call my bank first, will she know, will they notify that company or no?
No, they won't notify that company. The only reason I knew banks could do that, it's a funny story. Like years ago, my son came to me and he said, oh, can I use your card? There's a deal on my Xbox. I can get on the Xbox Gold for $1. And I said, okay. So I gave him my card. And then next month, they were charging me, I don't know, like $59 a month and the next month and the next month. And by the time I caught it, I saw it was Microsoft that was charging it because they're the owners of the Xbox. So I called Microsoft customer service and I was on hold and for this department, press this and that department, press that. And then I'm on hold again in another recording. But long story short, after spending like over an hour on the phone, I just kept going in this loop and I couldn't actually talk to anyone. So I called the bank and I said, can you just shut my card down? And I told them what happened and they said, well, we don't have to shut your card down. We can just block Microsoft. And I'm like, you can do that?
Tina?
Yeah.
I'd love to tell you I didn't know that, but I've been hit so many times that I know that I can call them up and say, listen, this vitamin company, this outfit and this outfit put me on a lock and they're like, all right, man, that's why you pay us for that extra money every month for your security. We'll lock them out right now. And it happens to me. I've had a half a dozen credit cards, including the reason that I didn't pay you guys and was thinking, man, I'm going to try something else. And then see this woman too.
I'm worried if she's even with My Supernova because you said that you emailed pictures to Justin at MySupernova.com and she said, oh no, you can't email them to him. You have to email them to me. Well, if they're both with the same company, why couldn't she just tell Justin, hey, Justin, I have a client that emails you pictures. Please forward them to me. You know, that's what I would do. If I said, you know, D, send me pictures and then you said, oh, I sent them to Shalette at localsplash.com. She's someone that works in customer support. I would get on my chat in 2 seconds and I would tell Shalette, hey, Shalette, can you please look in your email? You got one from D and you have to forward it to me.
Tina, I smelled that as soon as she said, oh, I haven't got your pictures yet. I said, well, I sent them. And she goes, oh, what email? I'm telling you in a split second. I deal with crooks all day long. I mean, it don't take me 3 words. Like when I told you, when someone calls me, I know in the first sentence whether it's somebody that recommended me, whether it's somebody's neighbor that they have seen my drills over there. I mean, you can literally tell in the first sentence or two what these people got in mind. You can tell if they've called 2 or 3 people and the other people said, nah, I ain't going to mess with that. I just had another one call me in Ontario. They're drilling in a flood zone. It's only 6 feet to water and it caused a bunch of trouble and this and that. And I could just tell when she was like, well, do you have a problem with if the water table's high and this and that? She would not know that unless she was either in the underground business, which I could tell she wasn't, Or mm-hmm. two or three other people said, we're not going to go down there in that marsh and try to drill. So she'd already, see, she gave herself away when she asked that question. And I was like, where are you at? And she told me, and I said, oh, you're over in the flood zone. She says, no, we're actually out of the flood zone, which right there, right off the bat, I was like, all right, well, if you're so smart then, why is the water at 6 feet? And she's like, well, we're across the line. It's not considered a flood zone. And I said, well, here's the thing. If your water's at 6 feet, you're in a flood zone. You have to build an above ground septic and your well's going to be a bitch. So, whether they classify it as a flood zone or not. And I just knew right then she knew way too much about it for me and I haven't called back. So anyway, getting back to that thing, knowing in a couple of sentences what's happening with me. So, I'm back, man. This is what Matt did too. He called me up and he talked to me for about an hour and just really cooled my heels and I just took the pain and everything's been fine except for I just ain't getting any calls and it's got me concerned. And then when this chick calls and says, yeah, we can, and I asked about Nevada with you guys too first. I mean, getting back to the loyalty thing. I really did. I was like, how, I want to get busted loose in Nevada. They're like, oh, I don't know how we're going to do that and still run Idaho and all this. And I said, well, all right, I'll do something. Well, about that time, the supernova thing got to me and there's actually two, there's my supernova and just supernova advertising. And I believe the supernova advertising is two guys in a basement.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, last question before I let you go. Do you still want primary ownership and then we'll be as a manager, or do you like it the way that we have just for security? So if some Mickey Mouse person gets on there, we could take them off. I mean, either way, it's okay with me. We're still going to manage the Google profile and I want you to be comfortable, but you know, it's nice.
To tell you the truth, if you guys are handling my advertising, I don't know any more about being an owner than I would be the 10th person down the line. I am not an advertiser. I don't know what to do with that. I could get on Google for a week and try to figure it out, and I wouldn't know any more when I got done trying to deal with those people than I did if I never even looked at it.
Yeah, it's so very interesting. To me, even though I work here, I don't even know anything about that. I work in with a building full of technicians, and sometimes they talk to me, and I think they're speaking Greek or something. You know, I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying, but as long as it's going to work for our client, that's great. You know, they start talking about algorithms and updates and all these stuff. I have no idea, but that's great. You know, just do it.
if you think generally you guys are a manager and I should be primary owner, then do that. If you think that it's good the way it is, because I'll tell you right now, no matter what happens, it comes down to the money. If I quit paying you guys, you quit advertising for me, no matter who owns it.
Yeah.
So,
that's
you know,
what
I mean,
would do
that's
then.
When it
I would
down
leave
to
us
it, it's the money.
Leave us as the owner, because then we can protect you. Just like James just chatted me back, oh, I removed Victoria. He did it in 2 seconds. Could you imagine if we called you and said, okay, D, get on your computer. You have to remove her. Let's give you the steps. Let's send you an email. And that, why should you have to go through all that headache when our technician did it in 2 seconds? You know what I mean? So I would just say leave us on there. But if you ever decided to part ways down the road, just call us and say, hey, I'm going to cancel the service, and before I do, can you make me primary owner? You know, definitely we'll do that. There's not a problem with it. But I would just leave it the way it is for now because, I mean,
and you know, the way she worded it, too, when I got on there, I don't mean to interrupt you. It comes from being in the business I'm in.
No, you're not. You're not.
People, you know, will keep talking until pretty soon you say, listen, do you want me to do this or do you want to do it? So... you know, kind of like the chick, oh, we're not in a flood zone. I'm like, listen, lady, your water's at 6 feet. Trust me, you're in a flood zone no matter what somebody calls it. So,
right.
Anyway, that getting back to what I was going to say to you is, and I've lost it now, but back on this.
You said Victoria was saying something to you, and you said,
yeah.
Oh, that's what she said.
Oh, yeah, this
know.
Is another yeah. thing that kind of
about the owner. Yeah,
it helped her argument when she got on there. And I said, well, it says they're still the primary owner, then I'm the owner. And I said, I thought I called them and told them that I wanted to own it. And she's like, yeah, There's something fishy going on there because we should just be the man, or they should just be the manager. And because I had already talked to you guys and said I want to own it just in case, and that was from Supernova, I ain't trying to hide nothing. I'll tell you the truth like I did in the beginning. I don't know nothing about advertising. So those two or three things come together, and I'm like, well, what is this? What is the deal on that? But even in my mind at that time, I was thinking, I wonder why she never got them pictures, because I've definitely emailed her at that place before. Is it because I've already paid her and she don't want to get moving around, or what is the deal here? Because I deal with them people all the time, too. Oh, man, I need $3,000 to get that delivered from Maryland. And I'm like, all right, here you go, the $3,000 for trucking. You call 2 weeks later, and you're like, where's my freight? Oh, hell, they're broke down in the Midwest somewhere, and they had a problem and this and that. And I'm like, well, thanks for calling. You know, I've got two clients out here that are out of water. Thanks for calling and letting me know. And so after a while, you get to where you pay somebody, and you just wonder if they're even gonna show out, you know? So even when she and I was like, yeah, I wonder why they told me I was going to be the owner of my ad. And then all of a sudden I'm not. I'm the secondary owner, and they're still the primary owner. And she's kind of like stroking that, like, yeah, I don't know about that. And had me wondering. And that's the way I was when I called you up. I'm like, you know, what am I paying for? I pay you here, and I'm still not the owner of my ad. Something seems kind of fishy. I know I'm not getting any calls. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Gina, what it comes down to is this. I don't know if that ad needs doctored. I don't know if you need to get on there as someone that don't know anything about wells and look at it and say. Now, I talked to my niece. She is in the real estate business and is showing me developing wells, which the water's very dirty. There's a lot of it, but it's very dirty. One of those older cable tool rigs. It's just not real appealing to somebody that thinks that you call a well driller, they're going to go out there and hit a stick on the ground like Moses, and water's going to come out of a spout. And people really think that. They don't realize we're doing a 250-foot excavation under the earth, and it makes a huge mess. And then you got to clean it up. And so if you were looking at my ad as a person, you know, just from the city or something that have never been around well drilling, I would like for it to look good to you. I mean, not just...
Okay. Someone that doesn't know much about you, I get it.
Do you get my point of view?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you want someone that doesn't know much about it to be able to understand that it's not just
right. So when I get people that move to the Boise Valley from California, from the city, that have never done anything but walk over to a sink or go in a bathroom and turn on the water, I don't want them to look at that and say, "Man, it looks like there's a mud fight going on in my lawn." And I want that visualed up and pulled up, and I got one on there as like a sprinkler head coming out of a golf course and a few odds and ends and stuff. But yeah, if you could pretty that ad up, I thought maybe that had something to do with why I wasn't getting on there. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever it takes,
so,
I don't mind.
Well, I'm going to send the message to those departments to look into that because again, I'm not a web developer.
Sure.
I don't do the Google programming or anything. All I typically do is collect failed payments. So I'm going to have
kind of a closer. Yes,
yeah,
I understand.
I'll send it to the site, the website team, and also to the verification team. So I'll have the verification team look into the Google ads and just make sure that they're all so that a regular person can see them and understand that there is extensive work in this. It's not just a sprinkler head being, you know, changed out.
Yeah.
I'll try to, you know, I know exactly what you're saying, so I'll relay that to those departments, and then they'll make revisions for you accordingly, okay?
Now, do you know anything about Facebook ads, personally?
Yes. Yes, we do Facebook ads, too. You don't have it on your package, but we can start it for you if you like. How they work is we only charge $100 a month to run them rather than $300 for the Google ads. And how they work is when you search online for pretty much anything, next time you go on your Facebook news feed, there's going to be an ad for that popping up. So that happens because the search engines are tracking what people in the area are searching for. so we can, you know, configure it so that if they're searching for any of the services that you offer, then next time they go on to their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for KLS Water Well coming up. So it's really cool how it works, and then you can track the results on the dashboard as well. There'll be another tab for Facebook ads so you could see that. Do you already have a business Facebook set up, or would you need to get it up and running?
No, I do, but you guys, somebody that knows would have to look at it. My niece put that together for me, too. And
okay,
it says, oh, yeah, you got 287 likes, and you got 397 of this and that. And I don't have any calls. A family, a Spanish family called me. I went over, knocked them out a well. They've been packing water for 15 years. I went over, knocked them out a little old shallow well, and set them a pump for 10,000. And then they called and said, well, we got two more family members and cousins and stuff. They both want wells. Because these other people, you know, are hitting them so hard and charging them so much and figuring, oh, you know, these people won't understand what we're doing here. Well, they know just as much as we know. They just know it in Spanish. So
yeah.
I go down there and tell them the truth, and they sniff that right out. They're like, when can you start? And I say, you know, I need a $5,000 deposit, which I do no matter what. And then that makes sure there ain't no questions on the money. Because a lot of people, if they say, oh, a deposit, right then I'm like, yeah, never mind. I need it all. Because once the well's drilled, it ain't like you can repossess it. This ain't like a car or something. Once you got a well in the ground, they own it. They can just say, get your stuff and get off my place before I call her and have you arrested. I mean, it's really so, all right. Well, I'll leave you alone since you said you're mainly just a closer and, get people like me calmed down that are too excited. But, you've done a very good job at it, and, I appreciate your time.
You made my day.
And,
that's so nice of you.
And we'll keep going, with what we're doing. And, I'm just going to tell her that let's keep her in Nevada and not worry about fooling around up here, and they can go ahead and build me the site. And I got to tell you that Justin, the first guy I dealt with, fast talker, African American, just you could tell, you know, had the gift, had the gab, had the yeah, my brother type of thing going on, and I really liked him. And then next thing I knew, he didn't work there anymore. Well, here comes this girl, and I said, yeah, I want to get started in Nevada. So I already paid them up for Nevada, so if they can get me started down there, I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah.
And then when that money runs out, then we'll talk again.
And then let the bank know to, in the meantime, if they try to process any more, to just block it. You know, because your intention is to use the one that you paid them, the not so that they start charging you more, you know? So.
Yeah, I think that card, I just got that new one. I lose track of time.
Don't even tell her that you're blocking it either, because then she might not try to do a good job on your ads if she knows, he's going to block me anyway, so I'm just going to, you know, put some kind of like cheap thing together for him. I don't care, you know. So I would just, you know, don't tell her that.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, in case they go in and try to start running thousands of dollars, then they don't have access to it, you know.
I do. And, yeah, you're a lot more polite than I am probably from the job you're in. But, yeah, there's a lot of people that are crooked, to say the least, nicest way you can put it. They'll rob you blind, man. I'm telling you, they do it. It's just too bad is what it is. And you know, I'm in a business.
Yep.
And I'm in a business where my end of it can be the crookedest, because nobody knows what I'm doing under there. Nobody knows what these other guys are doing under there. But I'm honest, so it's different.
Yeah, that's kind of like those people that I see on TV. They'll advertise, you know, oh, if you call now, you get, you know, 20% off as a new client or whatever. Well, how do I know what 20% off is? I don't know how much their regular price is. They don't have it displayed anywhere. You have to call them to find out their price. So I don't know if the 20% off is the price they give me, or if that's their regular price, or if that's above what they usually
I heard an old car salesman say it one time about, he said, 20,000 off of what? He said, why don't you come in here? I'll charge you $40,000 for a $20,000 car, and then I'll give you $20,000 off. And, everybody was like, you know what? That's the, and there was a lot of people went down there. I knew him personally. I drilled his well. And he put that ad on the radio and out in the
I think it was a newspaper back then. He's like,
that's
yeah, whatever
hilarious.
You want off, just let us know and we'll add it on the price and then we'll take it off. So if you want 20,000 off, fine, we'll add 20. If you want 40,000 off, let us know up front. We'll add 40,000 and then we'll take it off and sell you the car. How's that?
That's
and everybody
funny.
Laughed, thought it was funny as hell and went down and bought cars. But anyway.
Well, yeah, that's right. How they do it. Yep. I enjoyed talking to you, D. You have my number, so if you need me in the future, feel free to reach out, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.